minute. With 7 minutes, now you don't have time to eat. 7 minutes.
Well, the longer you guys are hacking over there, the longer the show will be.
Vision?
So Tyson, what are we going to do? Chatzei Chabayv, Misha said. Chatzei Chabayv, Ve'echol, Ve'chatzei Meim, Mishkos, Ve'psula. Tyson, Chatzei Chabayv, Shhh. Who didn't Chatzei Kol Echol? So you might have thought, Chatzei Echol, Dafka, if all you do is Chatzei Echol, boy. What if you did two Chatzis? So maybe two Chatzis is like one. So Tyson says, no. What didn't Chatzei Kol Echol, Ve'echol? Agav roiv echad, nochachatzi echad. Since we're talking about roiv echad, Misha said roiv echad, ruba shel echad kamayu. So we're talking about one. So therefore, you say chatzi echad be'echnami. It means more than if chetz of each one.
Doesn't
the
Mishnah say that?
Mishnah says what? It says chatzi echad. What does that mean? Chetzi of one, but if you do chetzi of two, it's okay. Or no, even chetzi of two. That is the discussion of Taisus. The dafka raybinan. Dafka raybinan, you need right. The only way it's kosher. Ruba shalacha, come on, you need right. So you have chetzi chetzi, it's not right. Lenokte el aga de boy lemisni, echad chetzi behema. Afagav, the habitvei, miroi vishnai, benako. Shchita psula. So why bechal is it telling me this then? The chetzi echad boy doesn't work. You need rive. You need rive. Chetzi doesn't work. That's profound. Yeah, Elamai says it's why Bechalz is here. So Taisu is because of this of the second part of this statement, which is Echad Chetzi Behema Shkasa Psula. I might think that since Sacha Kol you have rive of the Simonim as a whole, you have rive of all the Simonim. You don't have rive of each Simon. You don't have rive of two simanim, but sacha kol from the two, you have, one and a half is rive of two. Right? So if I might have thought that should be okay. Kamash well, no, that's why we have this bava in the Mishnah. Zimara had asked that b'di'eved. So how can you say it's b'di'eved? It says shnayim b'mehema. It's only chatchila. It's only b'di'eved. What exactly he's supposed to do? Imishum v'ridin. Maybe. Reason why it says. In other words, the chiddush. Yeah, is it, the chatchila is telling me. This that it's kosher. Yeah, the reason maybe it's only b'di'eved, right? Why is it b'di'eved? Because you have to do the chatchila, you have to do the v'ridim. You shech the two, say it. Why is it only b'di'eved? Else the v'ridim, fear b'yuda. And that's why it says loshim b'di'eved. So what's more saying? What else do you have to do? Yeah, there is more to do. There's the v'ridim. If it's only b'di'eved, if you don't do the v'ridim, it's okay. This gratis shtas that holds that the v'ridim is not ma'akiv. You hold the v'ridim is ma'akiv. Then that can't be. Then this kasha doesn't start. Here's it. No. You hold the Tysus, those that argue Tysus, the round and round, all the Shem are Tysus. This kasha of Tysus, that maybe the reason why it says b'di'eved is for Rabbi Yehuda, that even though Yishech the Tuba, he still need to read them chatchila. That's only Tysus Shtasai that b'di'eved even for Rabbi Yehuda you don't need to read them. And you could say the reason why it says Loshen of B'di'eved by Shnayim is because you know you didn't check the Vridim, the fear of Yehuda. But if you're showing that hold that the Vridim is Ma'akiv, then it can't be telling me a Loshen B'di'eved that's only B'di'eved because you didn't do the Vridim. The Vridim is Ma'akiv. If you need Vridim, then it's Ma'akiv. So it can't be what's telling me Chatchila B'di'eved. No one knows what I'm talking about. Alright, say it. So the advertiser says, that the Gemara says later, the whole Rebbe Yehuda is only be'ayiv. So Mela by Behema, it's a non-starter that talk about Vridim. So Mela, we have the Kasha. Why are you telling me Lashon? That's only kosher b'di'eved by behema when Mishnah says you have to do two. So if you do two, then what else exactly are you supposed to be doing? You have a question, Elsa?
Yeah, we said the region is ma'akev b'di'eved.
Kondri Yehuda?
Right.
Who said that? Moshe Shain. The Rosh, everyone.
In the case of Solo Shalom. It's ma'akev if you're Solo Shalom.
That's that.
B'di'eved, it's ma'akev if you're Solo Shalom.
Yes. Is it Tais? That's all. That's good. Weiter. Amr of Khan. Menayin l'shchita shim in atzavar shenemar v'shokas ben abakar mimokim shesoch shesoch schateyu. Says Rashi. Menatzav menagaray. Menatzav means menagaray, and from the neck. In Rashi, all right, the Gemara Shail menatzav meaning talking about the front of the neck, not the back. The back of the neck is not called the garay. So the Gemara Shail is also including. Which side you're coming in from? Tais maybe not. Tais later. That's the sugi later about that. Anyway, Akbar Rashi says min adgarin sheshach shekayfev. Mokjok chateyu. What does chateyu mean? Rashi tulushaynus. Either means hachshireyu lachila v'tareyu to machshir for achila. And to be metired. So Reb Kveig over here in the Gilin Hashah sends you to a Teres Chaim and it's inherited in Kufiyud Beis. So if you look at Teres Chaim, it has a very interesting piece over there. Actually, that's Misoi he also has over here in Chulin on Zion and Beis. He has a whole idea, but he has a dig in this Rashi. Why is Rashi talking about the Tyra? Rashi is saying that you be machshir the animal to eat, and also you be metired from tumah. I was like, kind of whatever. He focuses on this point of the Rashi. One of the things he focuses on, he has a whole shul tired. But he has a whole shul tired. What is the idea of shchita? What's shchita? And why is it? And this he discusses on Beis more. Why is that an animal needs two simanim, a bird needs one simon, and a fish doesn't need any simon? So he has a whole idea. He shtells in the Rashi. The Rashi adds the Tyra over here. Why are we talking about the Tyra? We're talking about the Heksha. Okay, I said Tana Pekasha. Okay, but he focuses on the word Tyra. And I get it, the Kasha. He says he cited. He says it's important anyway. Okay. He wants like this. He says that Batsam, like the what is the Shechita doing? The Shechita is trying to counteract the effect of the Malach HaMavis. Okay? Like this, if the Malach HaMavis kills someone, it's a male is Tumah. Right? It's Tumah. And then he's saying there'll be Nevel also. So he says that the whole Musik of Shechita is that the Shechita, the killing should be. The kedusha b'tayir al yidei you, not al yidei the malach hamavis. He asked the kasha, who said the malach hamavis kills behemoths? Maybe the malach hamavis only kills people. I know the malach hamavis kills behemoths. The Ferish of Gemara. No.
The malach.
No.
The
mitzia. The malach kill. No. No.
The
guy that
what? Malach hamavis killed your animal.
The Gemara says malach hamavis malihach malihasam. In the case when you're a shamer, the animal went out to the Adam, Gemara says, Malach HaMavis, Malach HaSam, Malach HaCha. So it died in the Adam. Who cares? It would have died here anyway. Malach HaMavis doesn't care where it kills it. Like Kaparim says, Taras Chaim, He's not just Lama Melitza in the Gemara. You have to mag every word. Right? He takes the Gemara seriously. You see that. Even if Behemoth dies, I did a Malachamavas. So Mel Zogtar is Chayim. So Mel, that's the idea. Since a Behemoth has more Chiyas, right? So therefore, you need to shech both him on him so that to take the more Chiyas that's going out. So therefore, to counteract the effect of the Malachamavas, you need to shech both him on him. Ha'oif has less chiyus. So meila, all you need. What?
Why?
I think the Gemara is much more on base. Why? Because it's for the habit or whatever. There's less chiyus.
What about a person?
What about a person? Like, you want to shech the person? I want to say what's it like? You want to eat a person? You want to shech them? Like the Russians in Ukraine, they're eating people. What do you want to know?
Are they really?
They say. Yeah. Anyway. You don't give him teeth, so yeah. Samela, the dog is less, therefore the dog doesn't eat anything. Fine. Samela says, so he quotes even the Ramnachim, the Rakanati, the parashas are A. Ufi Epshat, the Tam Shinifra, Mokka Mahul Vishchita. Kadesha Yetzi Adam Derek Sham, Kamasham Chazal. The Mokim Shezov, the next Gemara, Chateyu, Kshenishchadu, Anachnu Loi Tochel Olav Ruach Hatoma, Kamoy Ben Abela, Shemisasa Haizer Ruach Hatoma. That's what the remiss to what the Taras Chaim is saying. Meli says, that's he goes to our Rashi. Behind Masham Rebesh Begashaych, the Shachel Mokim Shachel Chateyu, Pirish Rashi, Tareyu, Noka Lishna, the Taira, that's what he says. Rashi is telling the whole Yisrael of the Taras Chaim lives in this Rashi. And he says, "Man, he says that that's kind of Rav Huna on a few tests by Higrim Shlish V'Shach." Higrim Shlish V'Shachat Shlish V'Higrim Shlish. Higrim Shlish, the first Shlish, he did Hagrama, then he went back and he did regular Shchita, then he went the last third also did Hagrama. So he says, why is it kosher? I didn't have Rav Shchita. He says, Mechomach Mitzias Nishmasa, which is from the where the Rav of the Siman is, Mitzias Nishmasa Betaira, Leisholta Basitra Acher, and that's how he explains it. Samela. Listen to this. This is a very important piece. It's not like a b'chayim. He says, "Lukach shchitas shreifa mitarasa midei nevela." Yeah, even the yitzias nishmasa have b'tayra. That's why even by shreifa, it's mitayra midei nevela. The shchita was b'tayra. V'had asa b'achila. So why is asa b'achila? Lam mishum b'chashu b'kameisa. Kim nisayfa lamas. The set aside Isser of Treifa, but they're not the Shechita. The Shechita, the reason why it's Matarim then available, because the Shechita is a good Shechita. Now Reb Chaim, it says the whole reason, the whole Yisrael of Nevela.
You said that?
The whole Yisrael, what?
You said that.
What?
What?
Everything I said to us is Chaim. So it's not Reb Chaim says that the Yisoid of the Issa Treifa is that doesn't allow for Shechita. It doesn't allow for Shechita. That is Yisoid of the Issa. That's why he's called the Rambam Treifa and the Veil is Mitzarif. Because both of them, the Yisoid is, it's a Chesar and the Shechita. Yeah? He explains that's why a Shechita of a Treifa, if the mother's a Treifa, it's not going to help for the Uber. This is then a Ben Pekua. Yeah, you know what Ben Pekua is? Good. Shech the mother, you'll have to eat the child. The Uber, right? So what if the mother is a treifa? So Chayra, if you say, and the Uber's not a treifa, right? So why? So if you shech the mother, it's not matter the Uber. Why? If you tell me that the treifa is a Zaydik Isser, yeah? Side Isser, then the Mitzad the Shechita is a good Shechita. But the Zayt is of Treifa, that's why he can't eat it. So why shouldn't it be matter the Uber? Why shouldn't it matter the Uber?
How could it be matter that the
Elmai says, you see, it's chsar in the shechita. It's a mel, it doesn't help. It's chsar in the shechita. But Maisa, there's other ways to explain that. But maybe not, else ubi erech ima, that's not for now, maybe a different time. Akopanim, that's the inside of the Teres Chaim. And he tells in this round, Craig might send you to Teres Chaim. It's not just like, you know. So.
Rabbi, didn't the Malchamavis also kill Bilam's donkey?
The Malchamavis killed Bilam's donkey.
Didn't he also kill that?
What was that for the name?
Who said
Araya
that the
Malchamavis killed them? Where did say the Malchamavis killed? Where did say the Malchamavis killed?
So that Bilam wouldn't be embarrassed.
It says the Malchamavis did it?
It's the Malch.
Did it say the Malchamavis did it? That Malch was Malchamavis?
The
Malch that was stopping was Malchamavis? Do you know that? Oh, yeah.
He was there.
Holy jewel, man. I was like, the Malch was the Malchamavis, huh? I don't know that. Assuming? I'm not assuming anything. I don't assume anything. So, I mean, he means right from the Gemara. The Malchamavis was the Malchamavis. That might be right. There was maybe it was a particular thing. It wasn't exactly your regular story over there. I mean, it wasn't exactly the time an animal died. Okay, so, but, Tov, Kitzer. That's the side of the Teres Chaim that Pegas sends you to. Right there. Check the Gemara. Rashi, Hachshireyu, Lachila, Vitareyu. Lishna Achrina. Chateyu hoitzi es damai, portion of cleansing. Minakeyu, b'lai lishna garsinan chateyu lishna didchuye, lishna kam garsinan nachshurehu. Because when the Gemara says, "M'may dehai chateyu lishna," so it says didchuye, that means cleaning. So yeah, so feed the first pran Rashi, you have to be gairis differently. Now, how do you know it's lashon being machshir? The chsiv. Chitnes Abayis, Ibai Seim, Mochad Chayim, Tchad Eini Be'ezoi, Ve'etoher. Says Rashi. No Rashi. So here we see Chitnes Abayis, cleaning the house. Cleaning, so goes to it, that means you're making it, you're preparing it, machshir it. Ibai Seim, Mochad Tchad Eini Be'ezoi, Ve'etoher. Dov Melch says that you should accept my tshuva, and you should cleanse me, retire me. So that's what we see, that chateyu was lashon of cleansing and lashon of cleaning. Like Gemara v'ayim miznavay, shach mechlal shezokav mina, v'ha shach v'ayim minu. The tail is always bent. Hashem miznavay shekafav tamid, sheshach mash mekayfav v'loikafav, mechlal deshemderech halichasai v'zkufa. And only sometimes, you know, sometimes it's not bad, sometimes it's bad. Tema maznoi, beina andam nefesh v'leka. Rashi maznoi shu kaifu fakshirayitz andam nefesh. Oh, Rashi says the bakachim ksiv. This pasuk of v'shachas ben abakar. It's talking about kachim. Makachim, you need dam. The Gemara says later, andam nefesh bein lizrika the ksiv. Dam benafshe hu vani nesad v'lechem al mizbeach. Dam shenefesh yaitze ba mechaper. You need the kapara of the dam and mizbeach. It's not dam benafesh. It's dam blood. It's dam blood that comes from cutting the ear. That's not dam benafesh meila. Meila that can't be the dam that we're talking about. The meila that shechita is not, can't be there. Zok nimar vayit. The aim of the car of Ozl Adam and Nefesh. Okay, so maybe start there and then you go all the way down. That's one question. Vesu Rashi's gar is Vesu Shid Rasa Chalala Chalad Agram Vikam and Allah. How do you know all the Psulim? So fine, you're telling me from here we know where the Shech from, but how do you know the rest of the Psulim?
You mean how do you know?
How do you know that you can't do chalada? How do you know you can't do a drama? How do you know you can't do drasa? How do you know you can't do shia? Right. What I was asking. No, you're telling me.
No, because I understood.
You've answered one small prat of Hilchah Shechita. Where do you know? You know that Shechita is from the Tzava. Shkoyach. What about everything else? What do you do about anything else? You found the pasuk to tell me Shechita from the Tzava. What about everything else? Yeah. Elamai. What's the answer to everything else? That's Lachem Hashem Sinai. If it's Lachem Hashem Sinai, then for the same reason that there's Lachem Hashem Sinai about all the psulim, the stamina, Lachem Hashem Sinai, all can tell you where to shech. El Gemara, Shechita Metzav, and Nami Gemara. That's a Rashi learns. So Elamai, so, you know, Elamai, this pasuk is not coming to tell me. We're the shech because we have lachem hashinah that already told me that. So what's the pasuk tell me? Loy l'shavye gister. Says Rashi. Hakar asinan su v'su shir drasa chalad of leger asinan l'tameich. As Taisus goes, we'll see Taisus. The Kral Mayasa, even the Hilcha Shechita, Lachem Hashem Sinai Hain. So, what are you the pasuk for? Says the Gemara, the Loy L'Shavu Gistra. So, Leilachta Kol Mefrakes L'Shnayim. Tachi Mashma Chateyu Hayitzi Es Damai V'Sulai. Chateyu means Nakeyu according to that lashon. B'Mayitzi the Dam V'Sulai. Lidich Lishna. Hachshar achilasai b'machshirit. Nainu esamana v'sulai. So Rashi explains the Gemara of both the shinies of Rashi that saying just the found the shach the samanim chiteyu b'maytzi the dam. So that's what the samanim. That's it. That's what shchit is b'maytzi the dam. And not more. Or be machshirit and not more. So Emerson, the second lashon Rashi is really very shvet. The second lashon Rashi of be machshirit and not more. How do we know what's included in being machshirit? How do you know that the mefrek is not included? You shouldn't do gistra. You don't have to see in a minute. But no gistra. Yeah, the suloi no gistra. Who said? How do you know what? How do we know that? You know, the Mishnah according to their first Lashon Rashi, where chateyu means what? Means cleaning it, means taking out the blood. Yeah? So they say, okay, chateyu means take out the blood. So that's it. It just says take out the blood, not anything else. Take out the blood. Shech Mefrek is not taking out the blood. So either it's usher or it's you don't have to, as we'll see. But that's Rashi. But Fektes Rosh, the Rashash, that but the other lashon of the Chateh is lashon hechsher, the machsher the animal of a sulai. So therefore we say, oh, from here we see that the mafrek is not included, only the simanim. Who said, Hagufa, how do you know? Maybe the Hechsher includes the Samana. Maybe the Hechsher includes the Samana. So how do you know the Hechsher is Suloi? Okay, what's the Hechsher? Bishlam means cleaning out the blood. Okay, so the blood comes out with the Samana. So it's telling you, clean out the animal from blood, what it's telling you is Shach Samana. And everything beyond that, it's not part of Shechita. It's not part of Shechita. It's Aser. We'll see. Yeah, but according to the Lashon, that it's saying, be machsher, the sulai, agufa. Agufa. How do you know what's called be machsher? If we knew what machsher was, okay, if I was telling me machsher, the sulai, how do you know machsher is? That's what the Taiser Rosh over here is Tamei and Rashi. But the Rosh Belisha basa nicha, the mucha makan, loy shavagis, shapirish ain't sarach lachta koma frakas, shain sarach rak lahitzi es damoi, tanshkid samanam al shuzam rakad leka haitza es dam. With Derek Agav, you see in Taisirash, he understands in Rashi, that when it says loy lishavagistra zevi, it doesn't mean you dafka shouldn't do it, it means you don't have to do it. But if you want to do it, gesunta hate, there's no problem. That's Derek Agav, what we see in this Taisirash. What does bimachsha mean? Does machsha mean the simanim? What does machsha mean the mefrakes? Right? Maybe it's included in the hechsher. The shitas say that the issue is: do you have to do it or not? Not, you can't do it. So ma'is the rishash over here. The rishash over here also stells in this, and he says a shtickle chiddush, a big chiddush in pshat, big chiddush in pshat in Rashi, but that's what he has to say to answer this kasha. He says, Dr. Rashash, and he quotes Rashi, Says the Rashash that Emerson, right, there's a shayla how to learn Rashi. Mechayim showing him how to learn Rashi. And Rashi says shaloi yachtoch kol mefrakes. What does that mean? Okay, the Marachai brings down Tafresh Beis. Marachai and Tafresh Beis. Midan Aravya. The Maizah Shahaya. Sheechad Shachat. Echad Shachat. Vechot Akal Mafrekes. A guy Shecht. And he went straight through Mafrekes. Umedakik Ravya. Mipirish Rashi. Vasar. Ravya says that's an Avela. Why is it an Avela? Because Rashi says. You shouldn't. What?
Shach
tells me do this and not that. If you do that, it's nevela. Shach says, take the simon and not mefrakas. It's called mefrakes, it's nevela. Yeah.
The Ravya said that it's
usher. The Ravya is medayik in Rashi, and says
the
Mordechai brings it down. There's a ma'aseh shahaya, and the Ravya said it's puzzle. The shechita is puzzle based on Rashi. I'm just showing where he sees in Rashi. He read Rashi kepshutoi. Shloi shavu gistera, shloi yachta kol mefrakes. You shouldn't. You shouldn't cut my frakas in Shnayim, and if you do, it's pasal. That passes the shechita. We'll see soon why it passes the shechita. Okay? What's the problem? Okay, why is it passing the shechita? We'll see in a minute, okay? But let's first get the structure. Okay? V'loi nil mreiner meir. The Maram says no. M'farsh kach v'shrash. Kateyu haitzi es damai v'suloi ein tzarech yaiser. And that's what Mark said in the beginning. Yeah? Mashpesh Rashi. Shalach the Kama Freklishnai. Rachi Mash Machateu. Haitzi has done in the Suloi. Loin there. The Chivish Shakra Samonim. Im Yach the Achakach. Mafrek is Maichbasli. So in the beginning, right, he understood Rashi shouldn't do it, right? And then he says, why not? Who cares? He has a problem with saying Rashi, yeah? Or if that's what Rashi's saying. The point is, the problem, that's my idea to say. I shechted the two simanim, right? Fine. The shechit is kosher, right? Then I go ahead and I continue, and I shechted my frakas. Who cares? What's the problem? Right, so that's how this Rebbein Baruch learned. First, according to Rebbein Baruch, but Baruch learned that in Rashi. He has a kash in Rashi. They mean that this heft is mashma. There's not a problem. Shachad, hay sheikh b'chot kaseroish, v'asachas nizkav l'kach shtchasip psula. You do see in the set the shaykh that even the shchit is mafrekas could pass the shchita. Al kapanim the shaykh over here, yeah, mechleik rishayim bidas Rashi, yeah. When we say v'sulay, that's saying you don't have to shecht more. But if you cut mafrekas, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Or v'sulay, you definitely shouldn't. And if you shecht mafrekas, it's gonna make it unavailable. So the Rashash wants to say that depends on the tool of shyness. The answer to the Taisa Rosh is kasha. I said, in Pshat, it's not Geshmak at all. Yeah? In Pshat and Rashi, that the words, you know, the Sula is telling the different Pshat and the tool of shyness. But he says it, the answer to the Taisa Rosh is kasha. He has the Taisa Rosh's problem. What's the Taisa Rosh's problem? That, where do we see Vesulai, right? How do we know that you don't have to do the Mafrakes in the Lashon of Hechsher? How do we know what Hechsher is? How do you know it's not for the Simanim? You tell me you have to do the Simanim, and you don't have to do more. Who said? Maybe Hechsher includes the Mafrakes. Maybe the Mafrakes is part of the Shechita. How do you know? What? What? Hashetz v'sicha? M'lam v'zamosh al-veshet al-kana. What is that? B'ray says al-veshet al-kana. Very good. So that's what Rashash says. Yeah? Rashash says that According to the lashon of the chater means hachshireyu, then you have to say that the loch moshe mesinai, yes, and what Rabbi's saying is good. It adds to it. Yeah, the loch moshe mesinai, where'd it go? The loch moshe mesinai.
That's what comes out.
Yeah, the Rashash says, according to Lashon of Hachshireyu, then you have to say that the Loch Moshe Mesina itself told you the Yishech in Simonim. Because that we knew. We knew that the Shechit is B'Simonim. The Rafi is saying, good, the Gemara says that, Taka. The Gemara says, Kashetz V'Sicha, the Kon and the Veshet. The Kon and the Veshet. So that we knew. Okay? Zogter Rashash. Tzorach loy ma'akoch da agmer achmana l'mayshe v'hutter v'chatichas zmanim l'vadon. That we know that all you need to do is a zmanim. Shechit is a zmanim. Im kein osi v'shachad l'fizeh. So l'fizeh, if we already know, let's make a chesed by yisai. If we already know, yeah, it was given that shechit is zmanim. Okay, and that's the heksher of shchit is simanim. So now if the Gemara is saying lo l'shav gistra, v'chateyu means be machshirit, and not more. So you can't say be machshir and not more. You don't need to do more. We already know that you don't need to do more. The Tosfos Rashi has a bomb kash and Rashi. Yeah, we tell him you don't need to do more, right? Meaning all you have to do is simanim and not more. Yeah, how do you know? Maybe you need to do more. Maybe the hechsher includes the mefrekes. That's Tosfos Rashi's kash. Yeah. So now, Nipu doesn't like that lashon Rashi. Comes along the Rosh Hashanah and says, "No, that was given." And Rafi is saying, "We have the Gemara later in the Lachem Eshem Messina." Yeah, the Lachem Eshem was given. They were talking about Simanim. Okay, so now when it says Chateyu be machshirit, so it can't be telling you, yeah, Zev, it can't be telling you that you don't need to do more. Lefi that lashon, because the Lachem Eshem Messina already told me that you need the Shech to come to the Beshet. And obviously not more. What is Kasher Shabbat the Khan of the Bashe? So we know already you don't need to do more. So what when the Pasuk says that Chateyu, yeah, Vesuloi, so it's not telling me they don't need to do more, it's telling me they can't do more. So it says the Rashash, according to this Lashon Rashi, Al Karchach, when Rashi says, the law of the Shabbat Gistera, Shlei Lachta Kol Mefrekes L'Shnayim Doch Mashma Chateyu V'Sulai V'Achshereyu V'Sulai Ba'akbam Achshereyu V'Sulai. It's Muchach to say in Rashi, it's Muchach in Rashi like the Rav Yah. Yeah? It's Muchach in Rashi like the Rav Yah. Because if it's telling me Achshereyu V'Sulai, yeah? So it can't be telling me, cut this simanim, you don't need to cut the rest. You don't need to cut the mefrekes. Because you already know you don't need to cut the mefrekes. Otherwise, the pasuk wouldn't be telling me that. Manav shach. Yeah? If we didn't know that all you have to do is the simanim, then by the pasuk telling me, chateyu, v'sulai, what is chateyu? What's nichlan chateyu? Like the Rosh Kasha. El mayapna say, says the Rosh Hash, that it's mucha that the Gemara knew that the simanim is enough. If that's true, that means b'chateyu means simanim. So if we're saying chateyu v'sulai, can't be telling me you don't need to do more. I already know you don't need to do more. Then it's muchach like the Rav Yah. It's muchach like the Rav Yah. If v'sulai is saying no, dafka this and not more, then it's muchach. Yeah.
How do we know that it's dafka simanim? It's alach l'mashim mesina. That's it would be dafka simanim.
Yes, that's what he's saying, and Rav is saying it's a ferish gemara l'maisa. The gemara says chafches simanim. You do shchita like I told you. Where did I tell you this? Where's kasher tzvisicha? Says the Gemara. Malame shen stave moisha ala veshet ala konen al roi vechabayif al roi shnayim v'mehema. So Rabbi is telling the Farish shen stave moisha ala veshet ala konen v'sulay. Yeah, they don't need more. We already know from me you don't need more. It says Kanavesh, doesn't say Mefrakes. It says Kanavesh, Kanaveshet. That's enough for Shechita. So what is the pasuk telling me? Chateyu Nesulai. It can't be telling me they don't need to do more. So it has to be telling me that you can't do more. And if you do more, it's going to be Nevel. That's the Rosh Hashanah's Chesed for Rashi. That's according to that Lashon. According to other Lashon, it's Amucha. Lashon Rishon, Ikel Meimar. Ve'agmei al makam Shechita Menetzavar. What's the coming tell? What's the buzz coming tell me? Yeah, what's the buzz coming tell me? That chateyu means take the blood out, right? The lagmel mokim shchita menatzaver. Maybe the lachem of Sinai is just from the tzaver. Yeah, but not what to do. Yeah, I don't give the price. Now, according to that lashon, we could say it's not mocha. You could say it's possible that Allah Chameshim Sinai was just telling me, like Gemara says, Meratzavar. Like Gemara says, Meratzavar, but not necessarily Simanim. So what's Chateyu telling me? Get the blood out. That's Simanim. V'sulai, you don't need to do more. According to that lashon, it's possible to say like the Mardechai. From the Maram. Yeah? It's not muchach.
Yeah?
I mean, right? It's not muchach. It could mean it's telling you only do this, only do the simanim, only take out the blood and no more. Yeah? So in the Cheshbon Rashi, I would say, once we know, once Rosh Hashanah proves to me, that according to the Lashon of Hachshireyu, yeah, it means that if you do more, it possible, because that was, because it was already given the Simanin, yeah? So I would say, why should I make a Mechlegis to Lashonis on this point? Now, Rosh Hashanah said, according to our Lashon, maybe the Lachem Shur Sinai didn't tell you about Simanin. Right, but once if you want lashon, it's muchach. Then I would say all lashon agrees, like Rafi said. Then it will come out. Then it will come out that the Rashi is a raya to the Ravya. That it's saying v'sulay means that it's possible. Sulay means it's possible. So I come for that lashon for sure. Shaila's other lashon. It's hard to say that in Rashi itself, the word v'suloi means different things in the Tula Shainas. Right? Rashi is the exact same thing. Yeah? Le'ach to call him Frekzah Shnayim. Tochi mash matev haitzin dam v'suloi. Right? So, and there, the Marcha says it means you don't have to do more. L'idach lishna, hachshach chalasai, v'suloi, there means it's possible. It's a little bit awkward to say that in Rashi. So therefore, if we go to Rashat, that's Mucha in the second Lashon, then I'll say the same thing in the first Lashon, Fakir, that'll be a smach to the Raviya, you know, it's not a Gemarachai. No, it's scary to, you know, I'm going to shine over here. But upon him, the Rashash has a night chesmer, all the way you have Taish Rosh Kasha. And like Rabbi said, Maisa, it's not such a big chiddush, because Maisa, the price does say that. It's not even like such a chiddush anymore. So, what? No. This Gemara is not working with the Halakha of Rashi. What? We're not working with the Pasuk of Kasher Zizik, I mean? That's different. What? I don't know. What? I mean, this the mocking me, b'chal v'shkuta. Okay, come on, see, say. So it's not, it doesn't make it mukach. By the way, say it. Come on in. Either way, if we're saying that in one Lashon Rashi, we're working with the Lachem Moshe Sinai, the Tzavra is not after just the Tzavra, it's also telling me the Simonim, and that Nakuda, like Gemara later, then it's the Tzavra that both Lashon is. I'm saying the same thing. That's what I mean by Siv to the Rosh Hashanah. A male, if he says, comes out, it's a Kash on the Rabbi. So. Now, Gabe, this Etzim Shaila that we're handling over here. Yeah, right side. What's the problem, Taka? What's the problem, the cut to my frakis? What's the problem? So the Taz in Simchav Dalit. Yeah? When this halakha is brought down, chav dalet hey, yeah, everybody say, chav dalet hey, hayu sheichin chadik kol mafrekas ksheira, and plug the shayin mekam paskin that chadik is mafrekas doesn't passel. Look, Rambam, I'm minig lahatrif, I feel like chadak rak roiv mafrekas. If you cut roiv mafrekas, the minig is to machmir like the shita of the Rambia that chadik is mafrekas is a problem. Oh. So Taz has a rikas over here to discuss what is this, what is the problem of chadikas mafrakas? What's the problem? What's the tzad that should make it an availer? What's the tzad that it should make it an availer? What's the tzad that's making it available? Oh, so Taz says, so this, so when the Ramah said, Roiv Mafrakis, right, the Ramah says, Roiv, even now in the Homer Frakis, even Roiv. says the Taz, that Roy and Frank is lav dafka. The Iker Tali Bachut. So we're still going to hear this in the Ramah. Yeah, it says that the ikka problem with cutting the mafrekes, b'shitas raviyah, is if you cut the spinal cord, which goes through the mafrekes. Yeah? So the problem is the spinal cord, which he said the chi is totally in the spinal cord as well. Zemra taira, gul yomas habahema, eli de simanim, v'loi dabracher. Yeah? Yeah? You should kill the animal with the simanim. That's what they're saying. And not with something else. Just like you can't put a bullet through its head. Samela.
If it's after. If it's after. If you already cut through the simanim.
What?
The bird that
it's already dead when you cut the simanim.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's already dead?
Cut through the simanim already.
What's dead? It's about to die, but
is it dead?
But it dies because of the simon. It's not dying because of the simon.
Farcheses is kechai lechol dam. Farcheses is alive.
So means, and then if you cut the cord, then it dies right away?
What?
If you cut the
it contributes to its death. It is a vital, it's a vital organ. Okay? What?
Ruchos.
Ruchos?
Yom Mifar Chesed, thing that kills it is the... Oh, that also contributes to the...
What does that mean? He says the Taz. The Pshat in the Rav Yoh is that you should kill it with the Simonim and not with something else. Nim lekei, neim eshleach deklal shum dover echad. It says, you should, if you're telling me, it says v'su loy, so maybe you shouldn't cut anything. Maybe you shouldn't cut its leg off also. Yeah? Maybe that's what's also a problem, the cut of its leg. Why not remember my frakas? Ella vada kadaprishis. Okay? That's what the Taz wants to say. So the problem of cutting my frakas is that you're killing it with not just with the siman.
Doesn't Rashi say that if you're shechting an oaf, you do both simanim, and if it flies away, then you shouldn't continue with the simanim, you should hit it on the back of the head so it dies?
Correct.
In which case, you're killing the bird not through the simanim?
You're asking Rav's question from... Okay. Rashi says you shouldn't hit it in the back. You should hit it in the back, right? With a knife. Yeah?
Right, Yaakov.
Well, right, so what does Yaakov mean? Does Rashi mean that you're cutting when you're being makia with the knife, are you cutting mefrekis?
No.
Or you just like stomp?
You're whacking.
You're whacking? Okay, so... But where are you whacking it? Why just he doesn't say not hit it on the head? He says you should hit it.
Just hit it.
Yakal atzaver besakin.
Oh,
yam did I? Huh?
Think of another option. Do. But
anyway,
either way.
No, anyway, no. The guy in the bottom is very busy with that question. That if you hold the firashi that chatiches mafrekes pasels, then. It makes an availus, and then what's Rashi saying? They should mark it a bit saber. Okay, that's not what you're asking. You're asking that even stam smashing it in the head,
right.
You're doing it to kill it. So if you tie that shit probably.
Right.
Okay. What? No, you're whacking it. You're not shechting it. You're hitting it. You're not shechting it. You're zetting it. No, imagine, I'm kidding. I just realized that Rashi is Tzavar. Tzavar, we say, is the front, not the back. So, it could be other Abba. Anyway, that's the Taz, okay? The Taz says the problem is the Torah wants you to kill it with the Simonim and not with something else. So you know he's asking, I, if we already had the heter, so how does the heter go up? Which is it's not a problem here in this sheet, right? That was the, what's that? What did the Mordechai say? What did the Rebbein Baruch? What did Rebbein Baruch say? Rashi. Loin there the chivin shachar simanim yachach mefrekes maich baslan. L'chayra the Mordechai is basically asking Yonah's great because once you shechted to simanim, it has a heter. So who cares if you do you do more? So that l'chayra Taz is saying no. Since the Maisa. You're killing it. You're killing it now with the Simanim. So that's the problem. Now, but if you look at the Sefer Eshkol, so the guy the Baran Berajba makes the point over here. And Sefer Eshkol seems to be a different mahalach than the Taz. Very sad. Again, Fida Taz, Fida Ravya, that's Rashi. What's the problem with cutting the mafrekes? The problem is that you're killing it, and he says not the spinal cord. You know, right? The Ramah says even Roy. Okay, but he said that the Ikan Kud is the spinal cord, and the spinal cord is a vital to the chias of the animal, and therefore that's the problem. The problem is they're killing it not just with the smarim, you're killing it with cutting the spinal cord. And he also has a hara, so why is Rashi saying later? Smash it. They're also killing it. Not just with the shechita. It's still jumping around and killing it. So why should the cutting mefrekes be the time be different than whacking it over the head when it's still jumping around? That's a good hour on the task.
What about a ben pakua that you're not killing, you're not cutting its simanim, cutting its mother's simanim?
It's part of the mother.
So
you're killing it through just like...
Killing it?
Yeah,
wow.
So you're
going to
eat it alive?
Yeah.
What's that? Why not?
It's alive. It's jumping around.
Why not?
You don't need to shift it. You can just smash it.
Okay, so...
Why is it a heter
shechita
if it wasn't through its own simanim? Aren't we saying that you need its own simanim?
So the benpakua is a big shayla.
It's a part of the mother.
It's a big shayla.
You can't just eat it alive.
Big shayla.
The mother's simanim was its own simanim.
What is the get the heter benpakua? Is the pshat kilu shechted the uber? The pshat is that the uber doesn't need shechita. Okay. Koba behema. There's good rise both ways, but not for now. There's excellent rise both ways, both stuff. That's what makes it very difficult parsha, how to understand the hetabem pakua. Because it's unbelievable rise both ways. Whether it's a pshat that you don't need a shechita, koba behema tells me doesn't need a shechita, or pshat is kilu and has a shechita. Okay, we'll leave Ben Bakura alone for now. Maybe on Friday we'll talk about it, I'm not sure. Anyway, like this. The Ravia, not the Ravia, the Eshkol, but he's down our sugya. The Eshkol is not like this. Yesh mecham shamru. Right? The Loshan gets going to Hagamara. That Azra Krosh, Shloyachtoich, Hamefrekis, Beshas, Shizach, Bishnai. The pasuk lay lekula reisha pasul lay mechuber the sefta sheiched the chatah kol reish masakas in the skabel lekach shkasa psula the nafshkasa ksheira the esh sefer eshkol wants to bring from the sefta a raya that kolim afrekas doesn't pasul even though the Mordechai brought raya from the sefta kolim afrekas does pasul so he's medayik though what does it say. The sefer is mechalek between if you're mechavin to cut the mefrekes or you're not mechavin to cut the mefrekes. If inadvertently you cut the mefrekes, it's fine. If you're mechavin to cut the mefrekes, it's a problem. What's the difference? Says the sefer Eshkol. Yeah? Because if you're mechavin to cut the mefrekes, there's a chashash drasa. Because in order to cut mafrekes, not the simanim are relatively easy. Mafrekes is a big fat bone, yeah. So if you mechaven to go straight through to mafrekes, there's a chashash gross. Kim the miskav lasois hakol vasachas karav hushadaris. So when the sefer says in miskavin that it's possible, pshat is it's not a problem with the mafrekes per se. Problem is, you mechavim to cut mafrekes. You mechavim to chop the head off. So then the chashash, you're chopping the whole head off. The chashash drasa. That's how he learns. Hashem kain. If you weren't mechavim, if inadvertently you shechting regular, and you happen to chop off the head.
I thought Rabbi said it's a hard bone. How do you inadvertently?
The point is, if he was just cutting it, he went more, and he ended up cutting mafrekas also.
Shouldn't it be the opposite? If he should cut
mafrekas also, then we say that he didn't do drasa because he was doing his regular shechita. If he's out to cut, he's out to chop the head off. Okay, there's a chash, you're gonna apply pressure. But if you're not out to cut the head off, you have to just cut back and forth. The knife is so sharp that it ended up, going straight through. But you're being mechaven to do regular shechita. As Ezek the Bala Eshkar. So Meila, therefore he says, so we see from the Sefta that there's no problem. There's no psul of cutting mafrekas per se. The Sefta says there is a psul, it's only al drasa, not al mafrekas. Hilk of Vadai, Pirush the Krav is of Achtav, Lo Shavu Gistra, Lai Mash, Ain't Sarak Lach the Kol Roish, like the Mardechai, the Loi L'Shavu doesn't mean it's also to do with Gistra, the Loi L'Shavu means you don't have to. Loi B'Kachim, Loi B'Chul. V'Dai B'Chadich HaSimon. Then, he says, goes by it, it means the right. He says, V'Su, I Amri, HaTayra Osra, Lach the Mefrekes, the loy have a shechita, it's a psul and shechita. Tikshi, hod amar. Krista, was it? Ashayv mafrekes. Chir. Ashayv mafrekes. We gimel, the Raj went down. Chem jiz in afsha, reze, mach beres a basar. The guys los ha riyos, mavli dam evare. So what's the Gemara say? What's the problem if you cut mafrekes? Then the blood gets absorbed in the meat. And you're ripping people off, you're charging them the price of meat, really, you're just giving them extra blood, yeah? It's like, those that add water, right? So you give them extra blood. So Mela, you've been guys labrius. Frekta, the Bala Eshkol. What do you mean? There's a more serious problem. You've been making them in the Mela. If you tell them, Karma Frekta, the problem is you're making them in the Mela. Oh. So Mela, that's why Almai just saying you don't have to, not that it's a problem. Then he said, Lech Lameimar, Tayr Le'asr Rach L'chadchila, B'di'evit Shabedami, maybe just in L'chadchila. The Argumar saying they shouldn't do it, maybe just in L'chadchila. Hechem Etzin, Rosh Asr Tayr Dov Lecha, V'am Rabbanu, L'chadchila Asr, not B'di'evit, let's hope B'di'evit. Yesh Nisha Mepar. And the rabbi, so he means on the sheet that it's straight, that there's a mela, doesn't like that. He has a big kash from the Gemara later, which is interesting because the Rajba, right? The Rajba works with that Gemara. The Rajba learns Taka. Right? How does the Rajba learn? Now, what's the problem with Gistra? The problem the Rajba and Taka learned. The whole Rajba learned that the whole problem with Gistra is Taka the blood. That it's the Mavli the blood and they bar it. The Rajba learned the whole problem is the blood. Okay, we'll have to get back to the Rajba. That's from tomorrow. We have a time limitation over here. Then he says another Pshat. Yeah? Yesh Misha Mefarik. I see Gabi's still awake. Yesh Misha Mefarik. It's not 1:30 yet, you mean. Yesh Misha Mefarik. Hadichas Mefrekes and Mesimonim. Beloy Hefzik. Asim and Atayra. Avla Meshachle Simonim. Vishah Shir Shia. Vachaka Shavra. So here the Baal Eshkol has a tzad to say, yeah, that maybe there's a difference if it was shehia between the simonim and mafrekes, and not. So
if you weren't selling it,
what's that? What's that? So if there was shehiya, Chad is a broke it up. Right? So she getting him that she breaks it up. Yeah. If so, here the shehiya works in your favor. Because if there's no shia, so it's one ma'isa, so then it's clear in him, he's saying that the psalm, that's a ma'isa shchita. Shchita means simonim and not mefrakets. That's what shchita is. That is the tzura of shchita. The way it's mashma, that's what the guy in the Banan Raj learns. The pshara that in the Eshkol we see, what is shchita? Right? The Gemara says later, Agamar is Sinai, simonim, that's shchita. If you're shechting mefrakets, say that it's one big ma'isa. Of the mafrakis with the simanim with mafrakis, that's not a ma'aseh shchita. It's a psalm, that's a ma'aseh shchita. Shchita is shechting simanim. Shechting, cutting the head off, that's not a ma'aseh shchita. But if there's a shehiyah in between, so then it breaks it up. Then the simanim is a shchita, and the rest is separate.
What about Saken Venimtas Paguma? Saken Venimtas Paguma, we say that tell it on the frekas. What does the Taz do?
The best one was at 31:30.
I don't know if that's why, but actually,
that's
a good
one.
That's a good one.
We don't
say
we do.
That's not like that. No, he does say something. Oh, I see a time. I need your
recording.
Chaim.